Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air, what's being described as a potentially catastrophic tornado outside Houston and the tornado threat elsewhere right now. They are warning residents to be on alert tonight. Also tonight, now Mike Pence, too, classified documents now discovered at the home of the former vice president. First, the tornado emergency near Houston. The images coming in right now. Buildings damaged, vehicles thrown, streets flooded. Tornado watch is still in effect as we go into the night across multiple states. They are warning of a dangerous night ahead. The storm stretching north. 22 states on alert from Texas to New York to Maine. Heavy snow and rain moving into the northeast. Victor Akendo with the images coming in right now from outside Houston. And Ginger Z times all of this out. Also tonight, now it's Mike Pence amid investigations into President Biden and former President Trump and classified documents discovered. Tonight, lawyers for the former vice president revealing about a dozen classified documents have now been found at his home in Indiana. And what the vice president told me in November. Did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
What's going on with classified documents? Mary Bruce, live at the White House. Tonight in California, the two mass shootings in 3 days. Tonight, the second one and the dramatic video showing police taking down the alleged gunman wanted for killing seven people at two locations in Half Moon Bay outside San Francisco. And in Monterey Park, news tonight on that 72-year-old suspect where 11 people were killed in that ballroom. Matt Rivers in California tonight. Also breaking news, yet another deadly shooting we're following tonight. The urgent manhunt, a home surrounded in Yakima, Washington, after police say three people were killed, they believe at random. Tonight, that suspect we have just learned shooting himself. Police now moving in. There is major news in the war in Ukraine tonight. Sources say the U.S. is now poised to supply advanced tanks to Ukraine. How this may now clear the way for German-made Leopard tanks to be shipped from Germany and other NATO countries to help Ukraine. A stunt show going wrong at Universal Studios Hollywood. The actor rushed to the hospital. What the crowd witnessed. The NFL star for the San Francisco 49ers under arrest tonight. What police are now saying. And the nominations are in. And even before the Oscars, they're making history tonight.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a very busy Tuesday night. And as we come on the air this evening, we are tracking a tornado emergency near Houston, a tornado touching down south of Houston, all part of a damaging tornado outbreak along the Gulf tonight. At least seven reported, part of a storm stretching from the south all the way up to the north to New York, up to Maine. 22 states on alert, snow, heavy rain, ice in the north and in the south. These dangerous tornadoes tonight. The images coming in at this hour, blinding rain. These images from Pearland, Texas, near Houston. Many drivers simply pulling over as this storm hit. Powerful winds overturning a semi on the Beltway in Pasadena, Texas. This Pasadena gym flattened, debris littering the parking lot tonight, and all of this as emergency workers are now on the scene surveying the damage south of Houston. With this threat extending deep into the night, they are warning of a dangerous night ahead across multiple states. Ginger Z is standing by to time all of this out, but first, ABC's Victor Akendo leading us off with the images just coming in tonight.
Tonight, powerful storms pounding the south with torrential rains and high winds. Outside Houston, a tornado emergency unfolding just after 2 p.m.
This is a confirmed large and destructive tornado moving northeast at 60 miles per hour.
These businesses in Pasadena, outside Houston, taking a direct hit.
We had four of us in this building when the tornado hit, and we all hid in the restrooms, had to fight out because the building fell on top of us.
Residents describing terrifying moments.
I was just praying, and all I knew is we were all hunkered down together, but glass was flying.
Everybody okay?
AccuWeather storm chasers on the scene of heavy damage in Deer Park.
This is the damage path here. Emergency personnel are responding.
More than 100,000 in the Houston area losing power. The storms dumping flooding rain as they move east and also bringing heavy snow. On the Texas-Oklahoma border, part of Interstate 40 shut down after an officer and a semi crashed.
And David, authorities here in New Orleans are very concerned about the threat of high winds and tornadoes well into the night. David?
Could be a very dangerous night ahead in New Orleans. Victor, thank you. Of course, this tornado threat, all part of a storm stretching all the way into the Northeast tonight. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee, tracking it all for us. Ginger, good evening.
David, good evening to you. Just moments ago, we saw the tornado watch extend all the way to Lake Pontchartrain. So yes, New Orleans is in it until 1 a.m. Central overnight. We hate to see nocturnal tornadoes, but they are absolutely possible. You see that aggressive looking radar. We'll stop it there at 11 p.m. when it's just over that lake and right near that heavily populated New Orleans. They've seen several tornadoes already this year. You look at that, the damaging wind threat goes all the way to the Outer Banks, down to Apalachicola tomorrow, but it also includes the spin-up tornadoes. Those things were screaming today. So if you see them, they could move 50, 60 miles per hour in a forward direction. Then on the northern side, we've seen a dusting to 7 inches of snow in Oklahoma, Indianapolis. We'll have a really rough morning commute. Cleveland, too. Starts after the noon hour in most of the Northeast, and it could add up, especially interior New England. Green or white mountains could pick up more than a foot. David.
Ginger Zee tracking it all for us. Ginger will be watching GMA first thing in the morning. Thank you. In the meantime, we turn to the other major news this Tuesday night, and this time it's Mike Pence. Classified documents now found at the home of the former vice president. His lawyer saying they were inadvertently boxed and brought there, and that the former vice president was unaware that they were there. The documents found last week at Pence's home in Indiana. The FBI then called in to retrieve them. We were there at his home in November, the vice president telling me there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly in unprotected areas, after I asked him if he took any classified documents with him from the White House. And when the Biden documents were reported, Pence, of course, was very critical of Biden and called for a special counsel to be appointed. And of course, President Biden very critical of former President Trump when classified documents were discovered at Mar-a-Lago. It's been quite a series of discoveries. Lawmakers today on both sides of the aisle expressing concern about the much bigger issue here. What's going on with classified documents? Here's our senior White House correspondent, Mary Bruce, tonight.
Tonight, lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence revealing they discovered what they call a small number of documents with classified markings at Pence's Indiana home, where in November, Pence told David he had not taken any classified material with him when he left the Trump administration.
Let me ask you, as we sit here in your home office in Indiana, did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
But now Pence's lawyers say classified documents were in fact inadvertently boxed and transported to Indiana. They say that after it was revealed earlier this month that classified documents were found in President Biden's personal residence, Pence asked his team to check his house as well, and that they discovered roughly one dozen documents in sealed boxes that did not appear to have been unpacked. They insist Pence was unaware the material was in his home and that he immediately secured those documents in a locked safe and contacted the National Archives. 3 days later, FBI agents arrived at his house to collect them. So now, in just the past year, we've learned two presidents and a vice president had classified documents at their residences. Former President Trump brought hundreds of documents to his Mar-a-Lago estate and for months resisted handing them over to authorities, leading the FBI to get a warrant. And President Biden, now under fire for classified material found at his Delaware home and former private office in Washington. Both Biden and Trump now at the center of special counsel investigations. Tonight in Washington, the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee agreeing on one thing. Something is very wrong here.
Kind of thought, holy heck. And I do wonder, you know, how many other foreigners.
What the hell's going on around here is my reaction. You know, look, obviously there's a systemic problem in the executive branch. Clearly there's a process involved here that's not working.
Now tonight, the White House is not reacting to this news about Mike Pence. They say they are not going to be commenting on this while this review is still ongoing. But there is no question that politically, it certainly takes some of the heat off of President Biden. And tonight, we still don't know what's in this material found at Pence's home or how it got there. David.
Been so puzzling for Americans watching at home and trying to track it all with classified documents found in so many locations now. But Mary, we know you'll stay on it for us. Thank you. In the meantime, we move on tonight to California. Two mass shootings in 3 days. The second mass shooting unfolding overnight. The dramatic video showing police taking down the alleged gunman wanted for killing seven people at two locations in Half Moon Bay outside San Francisco. What investigators have now revealed in this case and outside Los Angeles and Monterey Park. The names of all 11 who died in that ballroom have now been released, from 57 years old to 76. So many dancers on that floor, their dance shoes still on. They were there to celebrate the Lunar New Year and what we've learned about the suspect in Monterey as well. We start with the takedown, though, of the suspect in this second mass shooting in Mat Rivers in California. Again tonight.
Tonight, with guns drawn, deputies taking down the man accused of shooting and killing seven people on two farms in Half Moon Bay, California. The dramatic moment unfolding in the sheriff's parking lot after a deputy recognized the suspect's parked vehicle.
The subject was still seated in the vehicle. The subject exited the vehicle and was taken into custody.
Authorities revealing the suspect, 66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, worked at the Mountain Mushroom Farm, where he first opened fire Monday afternoon.
All of the evidence we have points to this being the instance of workplace violence.
Four people killed, a fifth injured. Then officers racing to a second farm nearby. More gunfire. Five men and two women killed in the shootings. Officials say the victims were all of Hispanic and Asian descent, but do not believe this was a hate crime.
You know, he gave several hour long statement last night. What I will say, it has alleviated for us any thought that this was a hate crime. It was not a hate crime. This was simply a workplace dispute.
And tonight, shocking new details about the alleged shooter. A former roommate saying in 2013, Zhao tried to suffocate with him with a pillow, threatened to, quote, cut his head with a knife, and made death threats, according to court documents obtained by our San Francisco station KGO. That roommate twice granted a restraining order. The horror in Half Moon Bay, the second mass shooting to rock California in just 3 days. In Monterey Park, where 11 people were killed inside the Star Ballroom dance studio during a Lunar New Year celebration Saturday, authorities searching the home of the suspected shooter, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, saying they found a gun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, but have yet to pinpoint a motive. Officials tonight identifying all 11 victims, six women and five men ranging in age from 57 to 76 years old, including 70-year-old Diana Tom. Her family releasing a statement saying Diana was a hard-working mother, wife, and grandmother who loved to dance, who went out of her way to give to others. And 68-year-old Valentino Alvaro, whose family called his death a, quote, heart-shattering tragedy, saying he was a loving father and grandfather who loved dancing. He reportedly planned to retire in the coming year. And 65-year-old Maymay Nam, a regular on the ballroom dance floor seen in this video, doing what she loved. And David, authorities say the handgun allegedly used in this case was legally purchased by the suspect. He has been booked on seven counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder and will likely be arraigned here in San Mateo County tomorrow. David?
Mat Rivers traveling to the second mass shooting in California. Matt, thank you. There's also breaking news in yet another deadly shooting tonight, this one in Yakima, Washington, the urgent manhunt. A home surrounded for hours after police say a suspect showed up at a convenience store in the middle of the night, killing three people. Police say it appeared at random and then taking off. Well, just moments ago at that home surrounded, police now say the suspect shooting himself. Police then moving in. Here's ABC's Mola Lenghi tonight.
Tonight, after a nearly 15-hour manhunt, authorities in Washington state say the suspected gunman, who allegedly killed three people in a random shooting at a gas station, is now in custody. Authorities saying the suspect suffered an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound as officers arrived to some warehouses where he was apparently hiding. Police in Yakima releasing these surveillance images of the alleged shooter, 21-year-old Jared Haddock, and his shoes as they urged residents to stay alert.
I've got one male gunshot wound, not responsive.
We got two deceased in the gas station.
Police say Haddock initially tried to enter another convenience store, but it was locked. Haddock then walking to this Circle K across the street around 3:30 a.m., fatally shooting two customers inside the store and then a man sitting in his car at the gas pumps.
There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
Authorities say Haddock then returned to the first store and drove off in a gray or silver sedan.
Well, David, police say a family member of the suspected gunman called 911 this afternoon to alert authorities to his location. Investigators are still working to determine a motive in this deadly shooting, David.
All right, Mola Lenghi tonight. Thank you, Mola. We're going to turn out of the major news in the war in Ukraine tonight. Sources telling ABC News that the U.S. is now poised to supply advanced tanks to Ukraine. And tonight here, how this may now clear the way for German-made Leopard tanks to be shipped from Germany and other NATO countries to help Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge from Kyiv tonight.
Ukrainian forces battling a brutal Russian assault in the east, receiving a massive boost tonight. The US and NATO allies poised to supply Ukraine with large numbers of advanced tanks. US officials telling ABC News the Biden administration is now leaning towards supplying Ukraine with up to 50 Abrams tanks, just awaiting the president's approval. But any American tanks wouldn't reach Ukraine for many months. The US announcement, expected as early as tomorrow, designed to reassure Berlin that advanced tanks will be supplied by other allies too. Germany, now with cover to allow European countries to supply readily available German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. The Leopards would give Ukraine a crucial edge.
Everything about the Leopard 2 is better than most of the Russian tanks the Ukrainians are facing. Better firepower, better defensive measures, better communications.
David, the Leopard 2 was designed to beat these Soviet-era tanks, which are common in the battle today. A senior Ukrainian official telling me 12 countries have pledged 100 Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. David?
Tom Sufi Burridge in Kyiv for us. Tom, thank you. Meantime, back here at home tonight in the Justice Department, taking on Google, joining with 8 states to sue the tech giant over its digital advertising practices, accusing the company of illegally controlling how advertisements are displayed online. They say monopolizing the market and destroying competition. Google accuses the DOJ of trying to pick winners and losers, saying its actions will lead to higher advertising fees, which Google says will trickle down to consumers. And a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill today. Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation in the hot seat. Company President Joe Berchtold apologizing to the senators and to Taylor Swift fans across this country for the nationwide meltdown when Taylor Swift tickets went on sale. Critics say the merger of Ticketmaster and Live Nation that owns many of the venues is a monopoly and is responsible for the mess. But it was a rare moment of unity on the Hill, with both Republicans and Democrats united in their critique of the company. When we come back here tonight, the stunt gone wrong. At a show at Universal Studios in Hollywood, the actor then rushed to the hospital and what the crowd witnessed in a moment.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Tonight, a stunt performer is now hospitalized following an accident at Universal Studios in Hollywood. As part of the act, the performer fell from a tower on that set of the popular Waterworld show. He somehow became unconscious, landing in the water below. Witnesses say cast and crew members rushed to pull him out. He remains in the hospital tonight. No word on his condition yet. Of course, park officials are now investigating. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Charles Omenihue has been arrested for domestic violence, alleged tonight. Police say his girlfriend claims that he got physical during an argument, pushing her to the ground. She complained of a pain in her arm but declined any medical help. Team officials tonight say they're aware of the incident and they're waiting for more information before deciding on any possible action. When we come back here tonight, Netflix and this crackdown on passwords, how this will work, and how the Oscars have already made history tonight, even with the nominations. To the index of other news tonight, and Walmart is giving store employees a pay hike. The company says it's raising the average wage to more than $17.50 an hour. Hourly pay ranges will be between $14 and $19, the increase affecting about 340,000 workers. Walmart's move driven by the nationwide demand for workers. Tonight, the FDA is proposing new guidance to make baby food safer. In a major move, health officials want to reduce the amount of lead exposure for babies from products by up to 27%.
The FDA wants manufacturers to lower lead exposure in foods packaged in boxes, jars, and pouches as part of its Closer to Zero policy. The proposal could be finalized after a 60-day public comment period. And Netflix tonight making good on that promised crackdown in the coming weeks. The company telling shareholders subscribers will no longer be able to share passwords with family members elsewhere and friends for free by the end of March. Netflix previously saying it will charge people to share accounts. The company reporting subscriber losses in the first quarter of last year. When we come back here tonight, the big news this evening, even before the Oscars, why the nominations themselves are making history tonight. Finally tonight here, the Oscar nominations are in, and even before the big night, they have made history. Tonight, the nominations are in.
Let's do it.
The 95th Academy Awards, some winners could make history.
Having any fun yet?
Some nominees already are. 10 movies nominated for Best Picture. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, leading with 11 nominations.
Very busy today. No time to help you.
Including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh, the first Asian actress ever nominated in the category.
I will always, always want to be here with you.
This year also marking the most nominations ever for Asian actors and actresses, four in all.
You say you're sorry one more time.
Angela Bassett making history for her Best Supporting Actress nomination in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
I am queen of the most powerful nation, and my entire family is gone.
The way of water connects all things.
And for the first time in history, two sequels, Avatar, The Way of Water, and Top Gun Maverick, nominated in the Best Picture category.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Tom Cruise nominated for producing the film. And legendary composer John Williams breaking his own record with a Best Original Score nomination for Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans.
Just an honor and a thrill to spend 50 years in your company.
At 90 years old, he's the most nominated person alive, 53 nominations over the course of his career. Quite something, a remarkable list of nominees. The Oscars, Sunday, March 12th, here on ABC. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.